Thank God. Hallelujah. I decree right now that we have great memory recall in the name of Jesus. Our short-term and our long-term memory is intact in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we prepare our hearts and minds to give, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every opportunity, hallelujah, that we have to be in your presence, Lord, and giving is a part of worshiping you, Lord, Father God. So we thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, Father God, what we give unto you, we give from our hearts, Lord, Father God, that you may receive it for the glory of your kingdom here on earth, Lord. And for those who are in need, Lord, we just bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for that divine opportunity that we had last Sunday with that couple and those who helped to give, because it was just the right amount of money that they needed. So God knew. And so we had an opportunity to minister to them and to pray with them and just pray that the Lord would lead God and direct them in the path he would have them to go. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for giving. Ray and Tanisha. Yeah, we continue to lift them up in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even when we don't see him, he's working. Even though we don't feel him sometimes, he's still working. He never stops. He never stops working. Hallelujah. He never stops. Hallelujah. Thank God to the God who doesn't stop and he doesn't sleep and he doesn't slumber. Hallelujah. He doesn't procrastinate like we do. Hallelujah. He doesn't make excuses. He never says, but. He never says, I forgot. But thank God he did forget about our sins. Hallelujah. He forgot all about that, but he doesn't forget anything else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God for God being God. Hallelujah. Because his ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are higher than ours. We can't comprehend in these finite minds his infinite wisdom. Hallelujah. And his greatness. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to be before you long. But I just bless God, and like throughout the week, our Bible studies has been awesome. And the way when we pull that table together and we seated together at the table like a family, and we're being fed, getting spiritual nutrition and being fed the word, but just not just the logos, but we're also being fed with our love to each other and our unity and our togetherness, and we're a small group. But I just thank God for the smallness, because there's an intimacy here, and I have no doubt in my mind about anybody in this building that you don't love God and that you don't serve him. There's always been a question sometimes, you know, when you're in a big gathering, you know, are they for real or whatever? You guys are the real deal, and I do appreciate you, each and every one of you, and I love you all. I do, truly. I know, because I can feel it. I really can. And when we send out texts and stuff and say pray or whatever, I know everybody's praying. They're not just putting up little prayer hands or whatever and say praying. You really are stopping and taking the time to pray, and I thank God for that. I trust you guys spiritually. I truly do. I really do. I trust the God in each and every one of you. Amen. And Mom Donna and Mom Wadella and Anne Marie, you are useful. You are significant in the kingdom. And don't you forget it. You will be used until your eyes are closed. So let him use you. Work while it's day. Night comes, no man's going to work. Let him use you. Stop sitting on that word. Stop sitting on the word. Let him use you. Everybody is useful for the kingdom. Amen. Doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be small. Just be used. Amen. So I'm just here. God gave me something all week long. I didn't know. I never really know. I do have an inkling, but he goes and changes it anyway. So I mean, why even bother? I probably shouldn't even wrote this stuff down. But anyway, so it kept coming to me. And it's through Bible study about trusting God and our faith in God. So and when our pastor was talking about the, how things have kind of been misconstrued in a way, not because people are doing it on purpose, it's because they just don't know. And so what she, I like what she say, you just don't, you don't know what you don't know. So sometimes things are said in error, but you don't know that until it's revealed to you. Revelation knowledge is everything. Hallelujah. Teaching is everything. So, it's like trust and faith. That's what God was dealing with me about, but it wasn't because of the mustard seed, not mustard seed faith, but just faith. Because faith, we build upon our faith every day. We build upon our faith as we go through this journey. Our faith is being built up every day. And it's the same faith that God has. He's given us all a measure of faith. And so we can't say we have little faith or big faith, but we have faith. Amen. We just have faith, and it's what he's given us. And it's important because trust and faith are like go hand in hand. I don't think you can have faith without trust, and I don't think you have can have trust without faith. Because when we sit on a chair, we trust that it's going to hold us. Now, there's been instances I did see somebody sit down at the prayer breakfast and the chair almost went up from under them, but they still had faith to sit in that chair because they thought the chair was stable. Right? And unless you pick up the chairs when you come in and look at them, make sure they are, you don't. Nobody does that. You just sit down and you trust that it's going to hold you. So, I don't think we can have faith without the other, but this is my opinion. It don't have to be yours. So, and the question is, can we have one without the other? So that's something to ponder. I'm still pondering right now. So he'll reveal it. But trust has different definitions, and in the Hebrew, it's batak in the Strong's Concordance 982. There are definitions. It's confidence, it's security, a feeling of confidence, but it can also be a legal arrangement because and when you have money or whatever, there you set up trust for your children or to for like when you're gone, there's a trust and that they they're entitled to, be it property or money or whatever. And there's a feeling of confidence. It can mean to believe that someone is honest and will not harm you as well. It can also mean a charge or duty imposed on someone in a position of authority or confidence. So we say we trust God. So we've given him the authority. Well, he already has the authority, but we are trusting him to know what's best for all of us. Personally, Psalms 37 and 3 says, trust in Adonai and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on faithfulness. Trust and faithful. Trust and faithfulness. So to trust him, somebody says to trust him is to love him or whatever. But we can love him, but do we always trust him? That's the thing. But when you know somebody has your best interest at heart, how can you not trust him when he's worked so many things? And I think we sometimes forget, but when he's worked so many things out for us, how can we not trust him? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in Adonai with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So if we trust him, he's going to make our path straight. But sometimes we get off the path in our minds, physically, spiritually sometimes. We can get off the path. But when we trust him and not lean on us because we think we know it all, then he's going to direct our path. Psalm 25, 1 through 2 says, to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, in you I trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies rejoice over me. King David had a thing with God. I mean, he had a heart for God. And he always inquired of God. Well, I don't think he inquired about Bathsheba. That was flesh. But he always inquired of God about should we go or should we not go for battle. So that's trust. Now, there's faith. Inuna is in the Strong's Exhausted Concordance 530. It's trust in a person, thing or concept, or to a system of religious beliefs. Certainty, loyalty, devotion to duty, to a person, or the quality of keeping one's promises. And we know God's promises are yea and amen. So this, all of this describes God in all actuality. We have confidence in him. We're secure in him. We have security in him. He is certain. He's stable. He's not schizo. He's not bipolar. He's steady. He's God. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's loyal. He's a devoted friend, father. He's a devoted God. He's the only God. So trust and faith go hand in hand. Romans 10:17, and this is in the Revised Geneva translation. Then faith is by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that word of God, I believe, is logos, because we definitely have to listen to God. As the word came forth, said, spend time with me, sit with me, be quiet with me, and I will fill you. Sometimes we just have to shut up and let God speak, because he's still speaking. He ain't never stopped, but we talk over him, so we can't hear. You ever talk to somebody and they're steady talking? And you're trying to explain something to them, or you're trying to get a point across, and they're steady, blah, 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 blah. They can't hear you because they steady talking. They can't hear what you're saying. You could be saying, you know, don't go that way because God told me that there's something over there that's not good, but they still talking. They can't hear, and they go that way anyway. Let us shut up and listen, not just to God, but to each other. You cannot talk to somebody and not listen. Be mindful. So God wants us to be quiet. He wants us to hear. He wants us to listen. He wants us to spend time with him. I just can't get over what was taught on last Wednesday. No. Were we here Wednesday? No. Wednesday before and in service, I got so many notes, but this word, you know, it's like we've always said it was a sword, but it isn't a sword. But Jesus, he's the logos. He's the word made flesh. He's relevant when everything in here may not always be completely relevant if it's not true to the Hebrew or the Greek. It's eye-opening, but we still use it as a guide. I mean, you know, where would we be without the Proverbs? We really should read a proverb every day. It's wisdom, so that we don't go out being a fool. Trust and faith. Believe God above all else. Do we believe in God? Do we trust God? Do we have faith in God? Those are self-examining questions that we can ask to ourselves. I like what Apostle said the other week. She said, do we believe in the American dream more than the promises of God? That was a question. I was still pondering that. Who am I believing? Whose report am I believing? Am I believing the report on the news or what somebody tells me, or am I believing what God says? Because even in the midst of everything that's going on around us, God is still God. He's still God. Yeah, there's darkness all over, but we're the light. So be the light. He's given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. We have to use it. When trusting, we can take the time to be led by the Holy Spirit. We have to listen to the God who speaks and is still speaking. If we shut up, he's still speaking. The one who never sleeps nor slumbers. He didn't fail. He hasn't failed us, and he never will. We can trust him. We can have faith in him. He's never lost a battle, and he never will. Even though it looks like evil is winning, it really isn't. It was already defeated when God said, light be. Satan was already defeated. He's just too dumb to know it. In Jude 3, he's just arrogant and stupid. Jude 3 says, beloved, while I diligently wrote to you of the common salvation, it became necessary for me to write to you an exhortation so that you would earnestly contend for the faith which was once and for all given to all saints. Faith has been given to all of us. We have to contend for the faith. Amen. Not just my faith, but just the faith. Contend for it. Now, I don't have to fight no battles because Jesus already won the battle, but I still got to contend for faith because he already did it. He said it's finished. And so if he said it's finished, then it really is. Now, I have to be honest here because I've been struggling to contend for faith. And sometimes I've been crying out to God, Jesus, where are you in all of this? I mean, sometimes it can be overwhelming, the things that are going around, if you don't stay focused. And what really bothers my heart is when people harm children. You have parents that are killing their own kids, or they're leaving them with a boyfriend or a girlfriend that's abusing them sexually, abusing them physically. And that bothers me. So, Jesus, where are you in that? It's like, I think children should be exempt from that. Now, us, that's another deal. We can kind of defend ourselves, but children are innocent. So I say, Jesus, where are you? And I know Pastor Michelle said in our time with him, we should ask him, where are you and where are you going and can I go with you? But right now, I just want to know where you are. Because I know you see, I know you know, there's nothing that has gone on that you don't know and haven't seen. But even in that, I still have to trust and have faith that he will work it out. Because he has a plan and a purpose for everybody on this earth. And he has a plan and a purpose for every season and every reason. He has an answer. Amen. So my question to you is this. Can we trust him? You know how someone says, can you trust her? Can you trust him? Do you trust him? But who else is there to trust? There's no, well, we can't trust the government. I know I ain't never trusted a president in this country, ever. I don't trust a politician. You can't really trust a doctor anymore because there are hardly any doctors that really care about what's going on with you. It's hard to find a good doctor. The healthcare industry is all about money. And the pharmaceuticals, they all go hand in hand. So the more medicine you take, the more money they make because all the medicines have side effects that make you sicker. And so you get something else for that. And it's just like a snowball effect. So we can't trust them. Sometimes you can trust family and sometimes you can't. And sometimes you can trust church people, but most of the time you can't trust them either because everybody ain't in the light. But Jesus is the light. And we got to let Jesus shine in us. And as we grow in him and trust and have faith in him, The more of him, the less of us you'll see. Because sometimes I get tired of me. Hallelujah. But right now there is no one else that we can trust. Only our kinsman redeemer. The King of glory, the Alpha and Omega, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is no one else but Jesus. So are we seeking him like David did? Psalms 34 and 4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Sometimes we're not seeking him. And they said perfect love cast out fear. So maybe sometimes if we're fearful, we're not in perfect love and we're not seeking him. But even in David, I can't point no fingers at him because fingers are pointing back at me. Even in his flaws, he still trusted God. That's why he's the greatest king that ever lived. Yeah, amen. I want to be after God's own heart, but I got to get rid of me. I got to have less of me and more of him. Now, the word seek in Hebrew is bakash. To seek, search, and consult. And that's what we have to do. We got to seek, search, and consult God. He said, if you seek me, you're going to find me. If you knock, the door's going to be open. If you ask, you're going to get an answer. So we got to seek and search, consult, inquire of him, and ask. Hallelujah. I don't have to tell you this, but we are in some critical times right now. And we're at a point right now we have to dig in flat-footed. And stand steadfast and immovable, about not leaning left, not leaning right, not red, not blue, not green, but standing on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, because he is the true answer to everything. Isaiah 44 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found and call to him while he is near. The God is here. He is near. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And we got to cry out to him because there's nowhere we can go that he is not. As King David in Psalm 139, he said, if I make my bed in hell, gosh, Lord, you're there. I can't shake you. God, I can't go to the bathroom without you. Thank God. I don't want to be without him. I don't want to be without him. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter about the election anymore to me. I don't really care. Jesus is Lord. Not Donald Trump, not Kamala Harris, not Congress, not the Supreme Court. Jesus Christ and him crucified is Lord. And he will do whatever he sees fit to do because he's God. He's sovereign like that. We just have to make our call and election sure, because even now, hey, even the saints of God are being deceived, and I refuse to be deceived. So make your call and election sure. Trust God. Have faith in God. We can't lose focus. We can't be deceived by our own theology and lack of understanding of who God is. And thank God again for the teaching in this place. Slowly but surely, I'm being deprogrammed. There's a smoke screen that the enemy wants to set, and I'm not giving him any glory, but he just is. In Matthew 24 and 24, Jesus said that false messiahs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders and lead astray, if possible, even the very elect. And I would say some of the elect, some of us, because no one's exempt, is being bamboozled. We have to seek him and ask for encounters with him. Let him saturate us and experience him in ways we've never dreamed of experiencing him. If we just shut up and let him be God. Can we trust God? That's a question. Well, if you haven't trusted him now, I don't know how long y'all been saved or whatever. If you haven't trusted him now, then you never will. It's like the song, if you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. So if you don't know Jesus by now, you ain't never going to know him. When he gives us a word or shows us in a vision something to share, it doesn't matter if it seems strange or odd or you don't understand it. Just give it, because God is faithful and he's true. If he spoke it and revealed it to you, then it's faithful and it's true. He who watches over Israel is watching over us. He trusts them. He is faithful and he's true. God has no rival. He has no equal. He's never lost a battle. He never will. Even after being crucified and dying and being buried in a tomb, hallelujah, he still, hallelujah, was God and rose again. When that blood ran down that cross, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wait, let me go back. When he said, it is finished, and the earth quaked, and it got dark as night, when that blood ran down that cross, I believe when there was the earthquake, that blood traveled down the cracks in the ground. And as Jesus descended into the bottom, down in the pit, hallelujah. But again, when that blood dripped, even him, the slaughtered lamb, was sprinkling his blood on the mercy seat at that time. That's what I believe. And I saw a vision with him, because I asked him, I want to know what you were doing down there. I saw him with those bronze feet walking through desolation, but he was bright as light, and he overcame the darkness, and he brought back the saints of old with him. And when he rose on the third day, they rose up with him and walked the earth. That's what I believe. Hallelujah. Even then, during the crack of the earth, the veil was ripped, hallelujah, and torn, hallelujah. And I just believe when that blood ran down that cross on that ground, he was dripping and sprinkling his blood on the mercy seat. And he was walking in hell, releasing the prisoners of death. Hallelujah. He released them. Hallelujah. And Satan and his cohorts, they had thought he had them, and they were partying and they were jamming. But then Jesus walked in and came and snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know, now you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan was defeated completely at that moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The grave couldn't hold him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him. The stone was rolled away. Glory to God for you and for me. So how can we not trust him? How can we not have faith in him? How can we not praise him when he's been so good? Hallelujah. If I had to praise him by myself, ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spotless Lamb of God, he defeated it. Hallelujah. When Satan thought it was winner, chicken dinner, it really wasn't. Hallelujah. Because Jesus rose up. And guess what? He made all things new. Hallelujah. He rose with all power in his hand over heaven and in the earth. Hallelujah. Because he's a name above all names. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, every knee's gonna bow. Are those things above the earth, those things in the earth, and those things below the earth, and everything is gonna say, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord. They gotta bow before him. So cancer has to bow. Arthritis has to bow. Diabetes has to bow. Chronic pain has to bow. Hallelujah. Blindness has to bow to the name of Jesus. Depression has to bow. Mental illness has to bow to the name of Jesus. There's no other name that's greater. Hallelujah. Do you trust him, church? He's faithful and he's true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just been thinking about those Bible studies and the revelation knowledge that Apostle has been peeling back in our eyes. You know, the woke the woke revolution. I'm woke now. Hallelujah to the word of God. Hallelujah. I just keep pondering on the providence of God, because I never even heard that before or understood it. But the providence, the guardianship, and the care by God that he has for us to preserve creation, not just for us, but just to preserve it for all living creatures. Without him, nothing would be. Everything was created for him and by him. And without him, nothing would exist. Just him preserving and holding everything in his hand. He is faithful. He's just. He's true. And he's holy. He upholds all things. All things. He's upholding everything. He is the spiritual glue that is holding everything together. And I know he's the glue that's keeping me together. Because if it weren't for Jesus, I wouldn't even be here. Especially after I lost my mom, I would not be here, because I didn't think I could make it without her. But he showed me something different. He is a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. He is a doctor and he's a Lord. He's everything that we need him to be. He's the force that arranges. He guides and cares for the world and all events in the universe. All things are under his control. God's guidance and knowledge, his omniscience, knows all truth, and he knows every lie too. God's power, he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He can do anything at all times, all at the same time, never failing. His goodness, his mercy endures forever. He's perfectly good. He's acting to the best of all circumstances. Hallelujah. He has no rival. He has no equal. He's perfect in every way. He upholds the universe. He makes technology possible. Trust God. As Apostle has asked us not to get spiritual amnesia. Don't forget what God has done for you just on this morning. Remember, trust, and have faith in God. Find Jesus in the struggle, in the pain, in the grief, in the discouragement. Find Jesus. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's right here. You can't shake him. There's nowhere we can go that he's not there. Trust God. Have faith in God. Come on, if you trust in him, give him praise and glory. Because he hasn't failed us. He hasn't failed us now, and he never will. Glory to God. We just bless you in this place, Lord. We just bless you, Lord. We decree and declare that we are trusting you, Lord, the solid foundation, the solid rock. Hallelujah. We bless you and praise you, Lord. Because there is nobody like you in all the earth. There is nobody like you, and we bless you. Lord, so as we prepare our hearts and minds for the supper, Lord, a communion, Lord, Father God, you set the table for us, Lord, that we could feast with you, Lord. Nobody is left out. Nobody is insignificant in your sight. We're all useful for you, Master. So we bless the food, the wine, the juice, Lord. Hallelujah. As we remember, as we come together and remember your goodness, your faithfulness, your kindness, your mercy, your grace. Lord, we'll never forget what you've done for us. We will always remember. And we bless and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood that has never lost its power. I don't know if it's been 2,000 years since Jesus walked the earth or 5,000 years. All I know is that the blood has never lost its power, and it never will. The blood is still saving and redeeming. Hallelujah. Even those to come after us 1,000 years from now, that blood will still be speaking, and it speaks a better word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. still speaking. Still God. We offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious Father, send Holy Spirit upon these gifts that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As we lift our bread, we remember, as the song said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. We will never forget what you did on that cross when you could have just came down and said, forget them. But you didn't. You thought about us. You took the fall for us. And we are forever grateful, Lord. We thank you for your blood that's redeeming. We thank you for you and your love, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. And we take the cup, and as the song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blood, your redeeming blood, your saving blood. And we just bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity and this time. Lord, we just thank you. Just thank you and praise you because you're just so good. And if I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, I couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't bless you enough. We couldn't honor you enough because you're just that great. So we just thank you for this time we spent in your presence. Thank you for sitting with us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for molding us in your image, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you. Give us divine opportunities throughout the whole week, Lord, to show your love, to be a light in darkness, to encourage someone, to pray with someone, or whoever you put on our hearts to pray. And we just bless you and praise you, Lord, for this time in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.